This confession of Alexandria was made by the General Committee of the All Africa Conference of Churches, the Continental Ecumenical Body. We African Christians, gathered from all parts of the continent in the General Committee of the All Africa Conference of Churches, praised God for having brought us together in Alexandria, the holy city in which tradition places the martyrdom of Saint Mark the Evangelist. Therefore, God calls us to repentance. He grants us forgiveness. He leads us to confess our faith with joy in the great fellowship of the saints throughout the ages. The Christian community in Africa gives praise to God for his revelation through Jesus Christ, his Son, and his constant presence among his people through the Holy Spirit. As members of Christ's Church in Africa today, we have become conscious of the fact that we are inheritors of a rich tradition. Our current concern with issues related to economic justice, the total liberation of men and women from every form of oppression and exploitation, and for peace in Africa, as well as our contemporary search for authentic responses to Christ as Lord over the whole of our lives, has led us to a deeper understanding of the heritage delivered to us by the fathers of the early church in North Africa. Our commitment to the struggle for human liberation is one of the ways we confess our faith in an incarnate God who loved us so much that he came among us in our own human form, suffered, was crucified for our redemption, and was raised for our justification. Such undeserved grace evokes a response of love and joy that we are seeking to express and to share in language, modes of spirituality, liturgical forms, patterns of mission, and structures of organization that belong uniquely to our own cultural context. This is what the fathers of the early church in North Africa did with the gospel brought to them by Saint Mark. As a result, they were able to develop a Christianity that was orthodox and Catholic, both in its outreach and in its cultural authenticity, and a church which throughout the ages has endured persecution and martyrdom and still survives with renewed strength until our day. It is this heritage which inspires us to confess that it is the same incarnate Christ who is calling us to respond to him in terms that are authentic, faithful, and relevant to the men and women in Africa today. His call is our present and our future. As this future breaks into the present, Christians in Africa have every reason to be joyful. Through the continuing work of Christ, God is charting his highway of freedom from Alexandria to the Cape of Good Hope. By witnessing to the victorious power of the cross, we Christians in Africa are encouraged to be co-workers with all those who are called by God to participate in his work. The storms of history have sometimes led us astray. We have been too willing to rush off this highway into dead-end paths. We have not always kept close around Christ. We have spoken against evil when it was convenient. We have often avoided suffering for the sake of others, thus refusing to follow his example. We have preferred religiosity to listening to what the Holy Spirit might be whispering to us. We have struggled against colonialism and many other evils, and yet have built up again those things which we had torn down. We confess that we have often condoned exploitation and oppression by foreigners. When we have condemned these evils, we have condoned the same things by our people. We have turned a blind eye to the structures of injustice in our societies, concentrating on the survival of our churches as institutions. We have been a stumbling block for too many. For these things and many other sins, we are sorry and ask God to forgive us. A full understanding of this forgiveness leaves us no choice but to continue the struggle for the full liberation of all men and women and of their societies. We accept that political understanding of liberation. Liberation is therefore a continuing struggle. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or conceive, by the power which is at work among us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, from generation to generation, evermore.